Welcome to the Experienced Darden podcast. I'm your host, Brett Twitty, and you are listening to a new episode. This episode is all about life in Charlottesville. Recently invited a few of our full-time MBA class of 2021 students onto the podcast, Emma Coogan, Louis Margulies, and Tejaswi Kambalapali, talk a little bit more about what they love about going to school in Charlottesville. I think you're going to really enjoy this conversation. So without further ado, here's my interview with Emma Coogan, Louis Margulies, and Tejaswi Kambalapali. Louis, Emma, Tejaswi, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
So this is a historic day for the Experienced Darden podcast. This ties the record of podcast guests that we've had on a Darden Admissions podcast that was set by the Exec MBA podcast with a women's episode that we had a few weeks ago, interviews with past presidents of our network of executive women, student organization. So congratulations on this morning, being a part of podcast history here at the Darden School of Business.
Awesome.
Yay. Yeah.
Well, you know, we have our, you know, these are the kinds of things we live for here on the Experienced Darden podcast. So thanks for being, thanks for being here. This is going to be a conversation all about life in Charlottesville. Given COVID-19 pandemic, it's challenging for people to come visit right now. We know how much, you know, class visits and spending time on grounds was influential in people's decision-making processes. They learned about Darden and the academic experience here, the extracurricular experience here. We're going to do our best to try to communicate some of that here on the podcast. But before we do all of that, I want to give our listeners a chance to get to know you a little bit here. So Louis, I'm going to start with you. First and foremost, how are you doing right now?
Yeah, Brett, you know, thanks for having us on today. You know, I'm doing well. You know, I think that, you know, we've obviously had a lot of time to sort of get used to sort of what the pandemic's been like and you know, get acclimated here. And I think Darden's done a great job sort of communicating with us what to expect, what, you know, what's going on, what new plans are, how to approach a different protocol. So that's been really helpful. But a little bit of background on myself real quick, originally from the Philadelphia area, worked in corporate finance before I came to Darden, and loved my first year here. I was involved in section leadership, and we can get more into that later if we want, but also just really enjoyed the opportunity to come to Charlottesville away from a big city to explore, you know, the outdoors and different just opportunities here that that we have down here. So did my summer internship at a boutique consulting firm in Washington, D.C., virtual, of course, given COVID. But yeah, so it's been great, and I'm excited to be here with you today.
Thank you for that, Louis, and glad to hear you're doing well. Emma, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Similar to Louis, I think a big part of why I'm doing well, honestly, is Darden. I think that we are very lucky to have a tight-knit community that you can fall back on and to support you during this uncertain time. So I'm grateful that this is where I am during COVID. As for who I am, I actually grew up in Richmond, so not far at all from Charlottesville. I never actually thought that I would end up here because I tend to like to go against the grain. But lucky to grow up with my grandparents in Richmond who taught me three things: listen every day, laugh every day, and learn every day. So that has tended to guide all of my choices. So prior to Darden, in that vein, I did those things in the airline industry as well as in the credit card industry. But I ultimately wanted to come back to Darden or come to Darden to really learn, and there was really no other atmosphere where you can listen in the way that you do in the case method. So I'm a little bit different, not as traditional. I spent the summer at a chocolate startup because I'm ultimately interested in food equity. So it's very healthy, but it's expensive. So long term, I'll probably end up at one of the bigger CPG firms to figure out how do you get better for you options to the mass consumer at affordable prices. So at some point we can talk about the less traditional paths in business school and how Darden can support you through that.
Thank you, Emma. And I love that advice from your grandparents. I'm a big fan of the Jim Valvano quote, that every day you should try to laugh a little, think a little, and cry a little. If you do that, you've had a very full day. It's similarly oriented to your grandparents' advice.
I love that. I don't know how big I am on the crying, but the other
one. I think you should have your emotions moved, I think, is the thing that to yes. tears. It doesn't have to be out of sadness, but you know, big feelings here on the Darden
podcast. Maybe a slight tear. A slight tear.
So Tejaswi, tell us a little bit more about you. How are you doing right now, and what's your background?
Yeah, like Luis and Emma mentioned, Darden has a key role. Darden played a key role in how I am doing right now. So I've come a long way from March to November right now, and virtual classes definitely helped raise my spirits up. And I really like going, walking to Darden and picking up my free lunch and running into people. You almost feel like a celebrity because this is such a close-knit community. You know everyone, you know so many people. It's really nice to see familiar faces, even with their masks on, and running to professors and meeting first years. It's been really great. And as for who I am originally from India. Prior to Darden, I am a mechanical engineer. I've worked across various industries, across energy and technology and analytics consulting. So at some point, 2 years back, I decided that I did not just want to be an input to a decision. I wanted to be a decision maker, which is why I wanted to come to a B school. And it was really important for me to go to a B school, which is very inclusive and which has a really closed in community. And Darden stood out for me because when I was doing my research for B schools, I reached out to current students and alumni, and I got such an overwhelming response from everyone. Everyone was so invested in my success and was so willing to help. I wanted to be in such a nurturing environment, which is why I'm here. And I interned at Danaher this summer because, as I mentioned, I wanted to be a decision maker and a leader. So I had a great summer experience and will be going back there full time.
A lot of career diversity on this podcast episode. And congratulations, by the way. That's great. So let's talk a little bit more about life in Charlotte. So as I mentioned at the top, this is the focus of this episode, trying to give people a feel for what it's like to be a Darden student living here in Charlottesville. We've already started to touch on some of this things already, right? So we talked about the inclusive community, how supportive people are of each other. So Emma, I'm going to start with you on this question. How would you describe Charlottesville to someone who hasn't visited? Can you take our listeners sort of in their mind to what Charlottesville is like?
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing that really differentiates Charlottesville is that we do have the university, but you're also really close to the broader Charlottesville community as well. Like, it doesn't feel as separate. And examples of how that comes to life is, like, we have the community consultants of Darden, or we do a lot of outreach so that we aren't just this university that happens to be in this town. So that's kind of on a broader level, but I would also say that Charlottesville is just a really friendly, lovely place. Like, whether you're at the grocery store or you're at Darden, like, you tend to know people by name and they ask you how you're doing. So I think that the community that you feel at Darden spreads into the Charlottesville community, but for like what it's really like. I mean, you can wake up and go for a hike, you can go to brunch, like, it has everything that you would honestly ever need, in my opinion. But I think it's the people that make Charlottesville very special.
I think that's a great point. Obviously, people choose Darden because of the sense of community, the tight-knit culture, and it is nice to see that reflected out into the broader Charlottesville community. So Tejaswi, imagine coming to Charlottesville was a bit of a change for you. What has really, if you were to describe somebody, if you were to describe Charlottesville as someone who hasn't visited yet, what would you share with them?
Yeah, first of all, I would like to say that Charlottesville is the perfect place to be stuck during quarantine. I was really glad I was here over summer. I got to explore Shenandoah National Park, go on a lot of hikes and chase waterfalls, which I didn't realize I enjoyed a lot. And yeah, like you mentioned, it was a big change for me coming from India. I had never lived in the US before. And I was a little skeptical about what I would get here in Charlottesville, but the admissions blog really helped me a lot to understand what kind of restaurants, what kind of food I can get here. And I was really pleasantly surprised to see that there are like 3 to 4 Indian restaurants here in Charlottesville with great food. And also a lot of Chinese and Japanese places as well. So the diversity really impressed me, considering it's such a small town. It's not really a big city, right? And personally, I like college towns. My undergrad was also in a college town in India, and I think that it'll help build better connections with your community, like student community. And also, like Emma mentioned, we have strong relationships with Charlottesville as a broader community as well. I was also a part of Community Consultants of Darden. It gave me a great sense of purpose trying to help small businesses stay on their feet even during the pandemic. So that was my favorite part.
I really appreciate your point about the role that Charlottesville and being in a college town, the implications of that for the Darden community. I talk to a lot of people who are looking at schools in bigger cities. And I think sometimes when you're in a bigger city, people's lives are much more diffuse. You know, they have social networks all over the place, and school is really the academic anchor. Social life may play out elsewhere. In a college town, school oftentimes be both your academic and social community. So I really appreciate that point and so much of what you said. So Lewis, coming to you, I imagine Charlottesville, Philadelphia, these are different places from one another. How would you describe Charlottesville to someone who hasn't had the opportunity to visit?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I think for me, I just think back to my first time arriving in Charlottesville. So the nice thing from Philadelphia is that there's a quick little flight, 45 minutes up and down. And I just, you know, I always just remember getting off this plane. You're on the small airport in Charlottesville. You get off on the tarmac. It was like dusk. And so as I'm getting off this plane, you know, you look around and it's just quiet. It's quiet. You see sort of the purples, the blues, the violets on the rolling mountains around you. And just coming from a big city, you know, where there's lights everywhere. And I lived in Center City in Rittenhouse, part of Philadelphia. It's just so different. But again, for me, when I was thinking about what I wanted to do for school, you know, obviously there were schools in Philadelphia, there are schools in other big cities. However, I wanted to just sort of go away for 2 years, right? Sort of have that opportunity to sort of be in a place that cultivates community. And that really is what Charlottesville does. You know, I think we've heard from Tejaswi and Emma, just, you know, the ability for Charlottesville to bring people together. It's that small sense of community because, you know, in a place like New York, you know, I can always go and hang out with my friends who live there, who work there. That's great. But here in Charlottesville, we just have each other. And that's what's really made, I think, a big difference. And I don't know if force is the right word, but it's really created that environment where close relationships develop quickly. And they're authentic and they're real. And they're not just, you know, something that is happening because of the necessity of where we are. People are genuinely interested in getting to know you and help you and help you learn. This summer, for example, to Jasper's point about being a great place to be during COVID, I learned how to play golf. I go on average twice a week. I mean, that says more about me than anything else. But still, the ability to have that, you know, in Charlottesville and to have that community that wants to help you learn, that wants to really, you know, be out with you and all those things, I think for me, coming from a city, a big city, it's exactly what I needed, exactly what I wanted, and the perfect place to learn, grow, and play.
I appreciate your point about the sort of quiet and having space. I've stood in Rittenhouse Square a few times in my life. I don't think quiet's the word that comes to mind there. No. But these are all really great points. And we do think Charlottesville plays a big role in the experience that students have at Darden. And I'm glad to hear that that's the case for you. And at least that's our opinion as admissions committee members. It's always great to hear it seconded by our students. So I want to pick up on that question a little bit. So let's talk about your career goals. And one of the things, and I'm just going to go there on this podcast, one of the things we sometimes hear from prospective students is they're concerned that the location may be a hindrance for recruiting, right? So you think about Charlottesville, we talked about it's a college town, you got all this great space, outdoor activities and all this kind of stuff. But you don't necessarily have, you know, like some other big cities, tons of employers right at your doorstep. Lewis, if you don't mind, I'll start with you on this question. Is this something you thought about prior to coming to Darden? Ultimately, what's been your experience with recruiting?
Definitely. And I think we can all say here that the recruiting journey is a long one. But, you know, I think one of the things that really helped alleviate any concerns that I had about that was just talking with current students, getting an understanding of sort of through different literature and things that Darden has published, sort of the job placements one. I think taking a look at that is very key to suggest, hey, you know, we're not in one of those big cities, but look at these excellent, excellent companies that all of our alumni end up working at. And through my actual lived experience, I can tell you that it seems to me that, you know, obviously pre-COVID times, that recruiters are excited to come here. They're excited to sort of, in a similar way, as I talked about earlier, come out of the big cities, come to the small community, really get to know the different candidates and work with them to find potential placements. So, you know, for me, I think those concerns can easily be alleviated. And that we know, and I'm sure Emma and Dejasi will attest to it, you know, whether it's virtual or whether it's in person, there are people here, there are people interested to get to know you. And I would imagine it's the same place here as it is anywhere else. So, you know, come down, join us. You'll have a great time.
Thank you for that, Lewis. And recruiting this year has been virtual. Still lots of recruiting happening. It's just not in person right now. So Emma, coming to you. So as someone who has a career path that, as you mentioned, it's maybe a little bit different than what some of your classmates may be considering, what has recruiting looked like for you? Do you feel like Charlottesville, you know, have you been able to do what you've wanted to do from your current location here?
Yeah, so I think that I'll first speak to kind of the more traditional question that Lewis was talking to. I think that when recruiters are in Charlottesville, they're focused. Whereas if you're in New York or something like that, they might have 30 minutes to speak to the students and then they go back to their job. When they are in Charlottesville, they are focused on you and solely you. So you have their undivided attention. And I think that's a differentiator personally. And then secondly, for the non-traditional, honestly, it goes back to what Tejasvi was saying earlier when she was talking to people about coming to Darden, how the alumni were willing to speak to her. Darden alums are gonna fight for you. And they're gonna be an advocate. They're gonna help you consider different career paths. So, I mean, this morning, for example, I was talking to an alum who has no reason to do this. Like, I do diligence for him in the CPG space for his venture capital firm on the side. Like, that's a very normal experience to have at Darden. So it's honestly exceeded all of my expectations. And then when you are in a non-traditional or you're taking a non-traditional route, the professors are also hugely impactful and connected and love their students and want to help them. So I believe it has all of the resources, but the real differentiator is just how much the alumni care about you and will help you figure it out, whatever your goal might be. One last thing I always like to say to prospective students is Darden truly is preparing us for 5 to 10 years out. One of the questions that I would challenge them to ask alumni from different schools is, do you still use what you learned at XYZ in school now in your career? In my experience, when I was in their shoes, Darden was the only school that the answer was yes.
I love that last point. That is great. And it's funny, normally this is, we're recording this in November, as has been mentioned. In the fall, we would be out doing a lot of in-person events and we would see a lot of alumni on the road. And they still remember cases that they read, you know, years ago, which I think says a lot about the stickiness of the learning experience and just how the brain works when you have that kind of narrative that attaches to it. So it's amazing to me. So Tejasvi, coming to you again, sort of last comments here on this particular question. We started this conversation, you noted that you had worked at Danaher this summer, you're going back to Danaher after graduation. Has Charlottesville been a place where you feel like you can pursue your career goals?
Definitely. I think all kudos to the CDC and Darden community for building those relationships with different industries, and they have these long-lasting relationships. I was very surprised by how excited recruiters are to visit Charlottesville, and they have all this list of places that they want to visit when they're in Charlottesville. So it's always a great conversation to have about what they like in Charlottesville and what they have, what they want to visit next. But apart from that, I think Emma and Louis made great points about how alumni are a really great resource and also how Darden has long-lasting relationships. But I also wanted to point out that we do tech treks for companies that don't really visit our campus. So New York and to the West Coast to visit companies, because most tech companies recruit off campus. So I think Darden really takes good care of you in terms that you have all the opportunities to achieve success once you leave the campus or once you're on campus.
It's so rare for us to get to do a top three or top five type list. I thought this would be a good opportunity, this particular conversation, to give you an opportunity to talk about some of the things you particularly love doing here in Charlottesville. I should note for our listeners, it's not necessarily an endorsement of any sort. It's just an opportunity to highlight some of the things that our students enjoy doing in their spare time. Our students are very busy, but they do have some spare time. So Tejaswi, if you were to do a top three, let's start with the third item on your list. Number three, what would that be for you and why?
The top three item on my list, things to do in Charlottesville, would be visiting a vineyard on a sunny day. The weather here is, it's actually relatively been kind to me over the last 1.5 years that I've been here in Charlottesville. And as you all know, vineyards here are amazing, but my favorite is the King's Family Vineyard. I love their rosé. And if you go there on a Sunday, you might also catch a polo match. So that's definitely one of the top three things that I'd like to do in Charlottesville.
All right, Louis, coming to you. Three items on the list. What's number three for you?
Yeah, you know, number three, I think for me is sort of exploring the area, you know, going on different hikes, exploring Monticello, even just walking around, you know, UVA grounds. I think there's a lot of history here and, you know, just taking the time to walk around, see it, you know, understand it and just sort of realize all the different generations of not only people, but history that have sort of been where you're standing at that exact point. It's, you know, I remember my first time going onto the main lawn and just sort of standing there looking up at the rotunda, and it's just really impressive just to stand there and think about how many years this has been here, and just to be able to be a small part of the university's history is a pretty cool thing.
Is noted on a few different places on the website that the academical village, the lawn of the university, is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Another UNESCO World Heritage Site in the United States, Independence Hall, and the Statue of Liberty. So it's pretty interesting company there. Yes. So Emma, coming to you, what would be number three on your list?
Okay, so the bottom, let's see. I think I would probably say hiking. I enjoy it, but it's not something that I do as much as I maybe would like to. I think that it's a really great way to kind of take a moment to slow down and appreciate all of the beauty around Charlottesville, as opposed to continuing to check things off your list because you are very busy as a Darden student. So it's a nice way to just sort of escape.
Can I ask about the hiking thing? Because I sometimes wonder about this when we are somewhere else in the world and talking to someone. We're never sure if that person is really passionate about outdoor activities.
Is this I'm not.
Okay, all right. This is good.
I'm not.
And yet you still have found time for this. Is this something that is opportunistic in that you're here, this is there for you to do, you're doing it for that reason? Or is it just like, you know?
Yeah. It's definitely opportunistic, and I think that COVID has helped me appreciate it a little bit more because it ends up being one of the things that you can do, but I am certainly not outdoorsy. So I am not the typical like, oh, I'm here at Darden because I like to camp and I like to hike. And I'm like, oh my God, what? Like, I need a nice bed. I need like this. I need that. But the like ability to slow down is something that I really do appreciate. And that is something that hiking can give you, but I am not the girl like frequently huffing it up the mountain. That's not my style. It's very slow pace.
I appreciate that. And Lewis, I want to ask the same question of you. You had mentioned outdoor activities and getting outside a bit. You took up golf, specifically kind of on this, like, I mean, Darden's 20 minutes from the Blue Ridge Parkway, and talked about Shenandoah National Park also at our doorstep. Did you come to Darden with these interests, or is it something that's kind of grown as you've been here?
Yeah, you know, I think when it comes, I sort of echo Emma there when it comes to hiking. You know, in Philly, you know, you can go out to Wissahickon or Fairmount Park and sort of get that done there. But to your point, you know, being so close to, you know, the Blue Ridge Parkway and just really being able to get so many just beautiful views, panoramic views, especially now in the fall, as you mentioned, we're in November. So being able to see all the different foliage and all the different colors of the leaves is really, really pretty and a really just, again, great way to sort of get grounded. And appreciate sort of where we are, again, amidst everything else that's going on in the world. So, you know, again, I sort of echo Emma there, but being here, I think sort of forces you to want to be outside, especially as you're driving around, running your errands, doing whatever it might be that you're doing, and seeing the mountains off in the distance and being like, I want to go over there. I want to go climb up. I want to go, you know, see the sights.
I appreciate that point. And you're right. You do have this opportunity while you're here for 2 years to take advantage of some of this. Most of our students have designs on bigger cities where maybe it's not as accessible. So, you know, why not? So Tejas, we come into you for to kind of kick off our next round of top three things. Number two on your list, what would that be?
Food. I love food. I love the variety that I can get here in Charlottesville. And definitely, like, the Charlottesville downtown area is one of my favorites. It's very, I mean, I don't have a lot of experience being around in the U.S., but I think it's very quaint and very pretty. And I like that this Himalayan cuisine, it's a Nepalese Indian place. And bang, it has really great vegetarian food. I like that how most of these restaurants have different options. Like, if you're a vegan, you have a place to go. If you're a gluten-free person, you have many options across all these restaurants, and also diversity in culture. That's something that I really like. So,
Downtown Mall, for those of you who are just orienting to Charlottesville, it is a pedestrian mall in the downtown area. Lots of great restaurants, and honestly, if you come to Charlottesville for a visit, put it on your list. Just walk around. There's so much just to see and do there. It's really kind of the anchor of that downtown area. Lewis, what would be number two on your list?
Number two here, I think, would be exploring all the 40 at least different wineries that are around Charlottesville. Don't necessarily want to put that at number one because I don't want to create, you know, different ideas about who I am. you know, I think there's a lot of, again, like I said, 40, you know, different wineries. One that comes to mind immediately is Mount Ida. It's about half an hour away from us. And it is, there are several wineries like this, but this one is specifically situated sort of on sort of a, you know, a little mountain. And you go to the back and you just, it opens up and you just see all, you know, for miles you see it. And, you know, that to me is just another great way to sort of mix that ability of being outside with sort of enjoying some of the local, you know, local grapes, if you will. And, you know, just getting a good group. And the nice thing is, you know, Mount Ida specifically is perfect. I've been there when it's colder out and they have the fire pits going, or it's warm and you're trying to get in the shade. It's a great opportunity to sort of not just the Mount Ida, but through many other wineries around Charlottesville to get outside, to just appreciate being here and help support local business.
The views are typically spectacular from these wineries. So hanging out at a vineyard, if that sounds a little different than what you've done before, it's really just an opportunity to kind of get outside, spend time with your classmates and enjoy the beautiful scenery. So Emma, coming to you, number two on your list.
Yeah, so I think number two for me, honestly, is exploring Charlottesville from whether it's a restaurant or like an exercise place, whatever it might be. Like, I'm going to be totally candid. I was in DC before, so I was sort of slightly panicked if Charlottesville would have the amenities that I had gotten used to in a big city. It's like, I don't understand where I'm going to exercise. I don't understand where I'm going to get gluten-free, vegan, whatever. And it has been fine. Like, I've had plenty of options, and I think that the reason why I've really loved exploring this is because whenever I go anywhere, like the people are so warm that I end up becoming good friends with them, and like they know what I order, they know my name. So like you really get the benefits of a small community that knows you. So it's one of my favorite things.
Charlottesville definitely punches above its weight when it comes to restaurants, for sure. A lot of restaurants 100%. Per capita. In addition, if you're looking for workout options, there are a lot of gyms, a lot of different kinds of, I mean, there's cycle classes, many different cycle classes, Pure Bar, other sort of yoga studios, certainly, many things. Of course, as a UVA student, you have access to all of the athletic facilities on grounds.
One thing I will say too, which sort of ties Lewis's love of the vineyards, is at Pippin Hill, one of the vineyards, they do yoga there in the morning. So it's pretty cool to be able to do yoga outside overlooking the mountain. So there's a lot of unique stuff like that in Charlottesville as well.
So Tejaswi, coming to you, last one, what's number one on your list?
Hiking, being outdoors is definitely number one. Unlike Louise and Emma, I was really excited to be in Charlottesville because of the Shenandoah National Park. I did a little bit of hiking when I was in India, but never on such mountain range. I still have to push my limit. I still only limit myself to 4 to 5 miler. Maybe I want to do this 10 mile old rag hike someday. But I'm mostly motivated by the beautiful views that I get to see once I get to the top. And Crabtree and Jones Run waterfalls have been my favorite too. So it's just the joy of being outdoors. And I also think it's a great bonding activity. Like you can make a lot of new friends or have great conversations with your old friends. I think it's very relaxing and also great exercise.
And as noted, it's always nice in a busy business school student schedule, just take a little time to slow down a little bit. Lewis, what's number one on your list?
Yeah, so no surprise, this is still pretty big for me, is all the golf. I can automatically name, five different courses that are around us, right? We obviously have Birdwood, which is the nice new UVA course, Spring Creek, Meadow Creek, Old Trail, which has great views, by the way. And then further out, Monticello. So if that's, if golf's your thing or you want to learn, like I did, strongly, I think that's just another great reason to come to Charlottesville, because in a slightly different way than hiking, like Josh was saying. And again, you get a lot of great sights, you get to walk, you get to get some light cardio in. So it's that's definitely been, a really big thing for me and something that I've been able to get into over the last couple months, and now wishing I'd really gotten into it last fall. But again, this is a great town, a great city for golf. If that's your thing, come down and join us.
All right, Lewis, I've got to ask you the follow-up question about golf. Yeah. On the podcast, we've talked a lot about how busy people are, and golf is one of the slower sports out there. How are you finding time for these golf rounds?
Yes. Yeah, so, I definitely point out that it wasn't so much in my first year, Henson, as we're in a second year that I've really been able to pick this up. But the nice thing about starting to be able to pick your classes, and not that I would ever create a schedule just for golf, but it just so happens that the classes worked out such that, I have pretty light late week, late week schedule where I only have a 10 a.m. So that sort of frees me up for the rest of the day to do that. And then depending upon how busy you are on a Friday, when typically, we don't have class, if you're not recruiting or if you don't have any other meetings, then, that can free a day up as well. And a place like Birdwood, UVA's course has, good specials for student rates. If you belong to Darden Golf Club, they have good rates as well. And it's just a hop, skip, and a jump from, where you live in Charlottesville. So you can find the time, even if it's just playing nine, getting out there. And I will add, there are some professors who play golf and will be more than happy to join your foursome. So, another great just example of professors, really integrating and becoming a good part of your experience here at Darden.
That's great. And thank you for putting up with my follow-up question. I was just wondering, it sounds like you're making it work. So
I was afraid you were going to ask me for a handicap. So much glad you didn't.
Wouldn't put you on the spot like that. And plus, you're just finding your way. It's too early to ask that kind of thing.
Exactly.
All right, Emma, what's number one on your list?
Okay. So I'm going to be that girl. So I loved in first year TNDC, which is Thursday night drinking club. it's announced where everyone will be on Thursday night. So you know that you're going to see someone that maybe is on your learning team, maybe one of your close friends, whatever it might be. It just sort of gathers the community. And there's also like Thursday night dinner club, but also to Lewis's point, like the professors will go, there also will be, you'll go to a vineyard. Like last week I went to a vineyard with one of my professors and like, that's very normal at Darden. So I think that it's these structures that we have in place that help you have not only just like these profound learning experiences with the people that you're around, but you really get to know people casually and have a lot of fun with them as well. So that is my favorite.
Appreciate the point. I mean, the idea of people getting together, recently talked to Zakiya Pierre about all the things that student organizations were doing to stay connected and continue offer programming during this time. And I think it says a lot about Darden students' interest in being together and in having these relationships. So we talked about a lot of things. We talked about certainly hiking has come up, golf, restaurants, all the sort of amenities in the Charlottesville area, the small town, tight-knit community, and of course, which applies very directly to Darden. We tend to end these podcast conversations with the same question for our guest. And Tejaswi, what would be a piece of advice that you would share for our prospective student listeners?
Do a lot of research before deciding on what school you want to go to, because an MBA experience is not just about your placements. It's not just about the faculty, it's also about the community. It's about you feeling like you're being nurtured into a great leader, and that your goals are short-term and long-term goals, personally and professionally, are being met. So don't be afraid to ask difficult questions. Don't be afraid to reach out to current students and alumni.
Can I ask you a follow-up question? As you were doing your research, were there any particular things that you found helpful? You know, did you talk to a bunch of current students? Did you talk to alumni? Were there particular places that you went for information?
Yeah, definitely. I think talking to current students was very helpful because I got to understand what their day-to-day looks like and whether I could see myself doing that. And I think that's very important because you don't want to walk into something unknown, because MBA is already very overwhelming. So I would say do a lot of research and try to prepare yourself mentally and physically to go through this journey. And apart from that, admissions blogs, I think, really helped, at least for Darden. Like, it was very elaborate and it was very exciting to, there's a lot of content. And for someone who's never been to Charlottesville and has not visited the campus, it's really helpful. So I really recommend going through these blogs.
Appreciate the recommendation for the Discover Darden blog. We also, as previously noted, have an admitted student blog for folks who are coming in to the school seeking to learn a little bit more about the experience here. And I love your point about visualizing yourself at the school. Can you see yourself there? Can you, does it feel like a place where you can really thrive? So Emma, coming to you for a piece of advice you would share with our prospective student listeners.
Yeah, I think that what I would encourage prospective students to think about, and Tejaswi said this as well, is kind of the long-term view. I think that it's up to you what you want out of business school, but I tend to make my choices based on people. And I think that that is a really wonderful way to approach things, because by talking to people, you can understand what their experiences have been and what kind of impact it has had on them. And I would say, ask the hard questions about, did you transform like as a person, as or was it more of a transactional experience where you maybe got the job that you wanted at the end of the 2 years, but like, do you come out a better person? Like, I always joke that Darden is, yes, it's business school, but it's also life rehab, because a lot of times you come out that's a much better person who really knows who you are and what you want out of life. And the professors are always asking you to think about balance and not always just be about your career. Like, they want us to genuinely be better people and leaders in the communities that we go to after Darden.
That's a great point. The holistic goals of the education, the sort of transformative nature of the experience that we talk a lot about, particularly with our executive MBA candidates, but I think it's true for full-time MBA as well. you know, Darden is not a transactional experience. Well, Lewis, any words of advice for our listeners?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think one of the big things, you know, that I think we've heard echoed earlier is, you know, just really make sure you know your story when it comes to, you know, applying and thinking about different schools, especially Darden. We're big storytellers. So I think it's important just to be able to, you know, work on that skill, have that ready. At the same time, I would say, you know, not losing sight of yourself and still being authentic to who you are. I think as I remember to that process only a couple of years ago, which is crazy to think about, you can be hit with a lot. There's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of videos out there. You can easily, I think, fall into the trap of thinking that schools are looking for a certain type of individual. And so you try to work hard to make yourself that individual at the expense of being who you really are. And let me tell you that there's no bigger disservice, not only to yourself, but I think to the overall school, if you are not authentically who you are. That's what at Darden anyway, that's the luxury of having that, having those different points of view, having those different personalities, whether, you know, you're one way or you're quirky, whatever it might be. Those are all valuable and those are critical to enhance the learning of, you know, our school and our peers. So again, I remember the process. I know it's long. I know it's tedious. I know it's hard. But I think remembering that everything you're doing, every application you're filling out, every essay you're writing is authentically you, and you can be happy with that. I think that's what really will lend to a strong application, a strong interview. And hopefully, you know, being able to hear your story and share your story here at Darden.
Appreciate the emphasis on storytelling and authenticity. This resonates with so many of the application tips blog posts we have out there on the blog. And so if you're working on an application, check those out. But Lewis's advice is exactly what we encourage you to do. Be yourself. That is who we're interested in getting to know, not who you think we want you to be, but who you genuinely are through this process. Your application will be much stronger for it. And ultimately, I think you'll feel much better about your overall application process if you are going into this being authentically you. So I want to thank our student guests for being on the podcast today, talking all about life in Charlottesville. It's not easy to fit this into a 45-minute podcast episode, but I think we did it. Lewis, Emma, Tejaswi, thank you so much for being here and taking some time out of your day.
Thanks, Brad, for having us.
All right. Well, y'all have a great rest of the quarter. Stay safe, take care, and thank you again.
Awesome. It's fun.
And that was my interview with three second-year students in our full-time MBA class of 2021, Emma Coogan, Lewis Margulies, and Tejaswi Kambalapalli. As always, if you have any comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the podcast, we're all ears. We can be reached at Darden, that's D-A-R-D-E-N, at virginia.edu. Until next time, stay safe, be well, and thanks for listening.